It appears that France has quashed a Chinese project to build the Pacific's largest fish farm on the French Polynesian atoll Hao. Last week, the French President Emmanuel Macron dismissed the project as grotesque and described the investors as dubious. And pointedly, he said, "You cannot be French one day and Chinese the next." My colleague Walter Zweifel has been following the story and he joins me now. So, Walter, what is this Hao fish farm?
Well, the project was formally launched in 2015 by a Chinese company called Tahiti Nui Ocean Foods, which is a subsidiary of a Chinese group Tian Rui. Originally, the project was said to be worth about $1.4 billion, and 3 years ago it was still claimed to be able to employ about 10,000 people. As plans evolved, it was downgraded to an investment worth about $320 million. It was to cover costs for fish cages, storage facilities, accommodation, power and desalination plants, and a fleet of boats, as well as ships to carry frozen fish to Papeete.
And so what happened?
Well, essentially very little happened. In 2018, a supposedly final deal was signed with the French Polynesian government, which agreed to exempt this company from any tax for 30 years on the importation of materials and fuel. It also agreed to several other tax holidays for a period of 10 years after the project had been completed. Yet construction didn't start, despite the government spending up large to provide basic infrastructure.
Now, the French President Emmanuel Macron has called the project grotesque. Is that right?
Well, critics say the plan makes no sense economically or environmentally. The plan was to produce 50,000 tons of fish. To do that, they would have to import fish food, from probably South America, and that would generate a lot of problems for the environment.
And what about the claim of dubious investors?
The Tian Rui Group is a huge Chinese company mainly involved in cement production. The head of the fish farm project, Wang Chen, he was honored in French Polynesia and he was given the order of Tahiti Nui, so it had some standing in French Polynesian society.
And why did Mr. Macron take such a jibe at China?
Well, it seems to tie in with his policy of this Indo-Pacific axis that he wants to build or maintain or strengthen towards any advances of China. The axis goes from Paris via India, Canberra, New Caledonia to French Polynesia. It's a theme that has been recurring in his visits and talks in the region when he was in Australia, New Caledonia, and also again in French Polynesia. So for him, this objection to the project seems to be driven largely by geopolitical considerations. He also then, of course, said that for a small country, it is important to have protection, i.e. for French Polynesia to be under French protection.
It's a massive project that he's now sort of stopped. Has he proposed anything in its place?
Yes, he has. He thinks that there should be this type of French institution built here, which is linked to educate young people. Essentially, it's a military type training program that you would like to have there, keeping in mind that employment or unemployment is an issue. And this project would give some employment for young people in Hao and surrounding islands. And interestingly, of course, would tie in with his militaristic approach to this whole issue of what Hao is.
And what has the reaction been in Tahiti?
The reaction has been conspicuous silence. The French Polynesian government, which has been backing this project, which has ploughed in money into this project, has not come out, said anything. They were contacted by local media. They had no reply. The company itself has not replied either. So there is just silence. Vox pop type comments are sort of mixed. People have been waiting for a long time for this project to go ahead. There have been huge expectations that it would generate spin-off on Hao Atoll. They still hope that it will go ahead. Other people think that it is possibly too late for it to happen. So the reaction has been quite mixed.
Now, apart from the fish farm, Hao has some historical significance in terms of France's nuclear weapons test legacy in the Pacific.
Yes, how was the forward base for the French military when it used Mururoa and Fangataufa Atoll to test its nuclear weapons from the mid-60s until the mid-90s? Now, how for this purpose, there were military bases there. They also built a very long runway, which is more than 3 kilometers long, and that runway is basically the only one of such length anywhere between Tahiti and South America, or be it the Easter Islands. So it is a significant piece of infrastructure. The idea, of course, was also that you could fly fresh from this runway straight to China. That was part of the original project. However, has the disadvantage that it is still left with remnants from these military days, i.e. they talk about rubbish that could possibly be contaminated, so work has not been completed in cleaning up the atoll for civilian use in that context.